For people who get their health insurance through the Obamacare exchanges, it's that time of year again. Open enrollment for healthcare.gov is in full swing. Customers can choose a plan through December 15th. And as NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reported for Weekend Edition Sunday, this year there's a new feature that's designed to help customers through their plan choices.
Star ratings. The plans you see are rated out of 5 stars based on information submitted by insurers and the experience of customers enrolled in the plans, just like on Yelp or Amazon.
I definitely wouldn't recommend basing your whole plan selection decision on the star ratings, but it's another little tool people can use.
That's Louise Norris. She's an insurance broker who writes about health policy for healthinsurance.org.
Not every plan will have them because if the plan is new, obviously it doesn't. And then if a plan is too small, it doesn't have it.
And there's no guarantee you'll have access to plans with 4 or 5 stars. In some states, there are no plans with more than 3 stars. There's another feature Dr. Charlene Wong likes. She's a professor at Duke University who studied how people make health insurance choices.
This tool called the estimated total yearly cost. A lot of people we know from past research become overly focused on the monthly premium and may not pay as much attention to things like the deductible or how much the co-payments are.
Even with these tools, it can be daunting to pick the right plan. Wong knows it's hard because she's picked the wrong one. A few years ago, she got pregnant and her bills from her prenatal visits with an in-network doctor were through the roof.
It turns out my original preferred provider was actually in a tier 3 of a tiered network.
She had to change doctors to keep her costs down. So take heart. This stuff is complicated, even for the experts. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.